Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Welcome to another episode of High Velocity Radio. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and I'm joined in the studio today with me by my co-host, Michael Lauer. Welcome.
Hey, Kevin. How's it going today?
It's going good. I'm full of burgers and brats and beer.
Fourth of July. That's what the forefathers would have wanted.
Celebrating America.
That's right. I didn't get to see any fireworks, though. Did you see any fireworks?
I did get to see some fireworks.
We had some sparklers or whatever, but we were by the time we ate too much, we didn't want to go anywhere.
Exactly. Okay. That's sort of blasphemous.
That's it. You know? Whatever.
Well, we have a great lineup today, show. Later in the show, we'll be talking with Sarah Siedentoff. I think I got that right, so yes.
Top marks.
She's an attorney at the law offices of Sarah Siedentoff. But first up on High Velocity Radio, we're going to be talking with Justin Tomczak with Media Relations from State Farm and Brandon Banks. He's the Human Resource Recruiter at State Farm Insurance. Guys, welcome to the show. And Justin, welcome back.
Great to be back, Kevin and Michael.
So tell me a little bit about what you guys are doing over at State Farm since we last talked.
Well, since we last spoke, I think 2 months ago, we had the groundbreaking of our new facility that we're building. This build-out right on 285 is going to be 2.2 million square feet of mixed-use retail office. There's going to be a 200-room hotel. That is obviously not all State Farm, but the State Farm component that we had the groundbreaking for is almost 600,000 square feet of office space. It's a huge time for the company and great news with all the new
jobs.
That's
awesome, man. It's big stuff.
Yeah, I know last time we were on, it was sort of a little bit under wraps, and you guys had to keep some secrets. But, I mean, that's huge for State Farm. That's huge for the Atlanta, the Georgia area. I mean, that's going to provide a lot of jobs out there.
And that makes your job a little more interesting, doesn't it, Brandon?
Indeed, it does. It gives us an opportunity to evaluate a lot of different talent, offer a lot of different opportunities, a diverse amount of opportunities for the Atlanta market, and specifically the state of Georgia. We'll be recruiting all types of talent, all types of business opportunities, not just your typical claims and underwriting opportunities, mm-hmm. but more so some diverse skill sets, whether that's in web development. State Farm has a bank that most people are unaware of.
Really?
That's been in place since 1998. We'll be bringing some of those opportunities here to the Atlanta market, and we're really excited about expanding.
So how many resumes do you get on a daily basis? I mean, you must get flooded with resumes.
Typically, our process starts online. Okay. So when we post a position on StateFarm.com, in the first 3 days, we get about 1,500 applicants.
And
in the first seven, we get about 3,000 applicants that we go through individually.
Wow. So say a young, ambitious lad, maybe he's a co-host on the radio and he wants to submit his resume in. Maybe it's hypothetical. How would he go about doing this? And what do you look for in a resume and application?
One of the things that we really try to hone in on are the specific job requirements. So we actually invite people to go out to StateFarm.com and review the job postings on a pretty much a daily basis. The other option is that you can go ahead and set up a profile, and you can actually set the triggers that you wanted to send you information on when we post different opportunities.
Okay.
So every day there's an opportunity that may be posted that may be slightly different than the day before. We want you to go out and read those job postings. We want you to take a look to see if it's attractive to you. And then we invite you to go ahead and apply for it and compete for that opportunity.
All right. Well, you mentioned that you have opportunities that people don't really normally think of as a State Farm job. Can you go into that a little bit and tell us a little bit about those opportunities?
Sure. One of the departments that's really big right now is our systems department. And in our systems department, we're looking for individuals who are web developers and app developers. You're seeing a lot of commercials these days.
Definitely.
Insurance companies that show different ways in which you can use technology to go ahead and contact your insurance company. And we want to be on the cutting edge of that. We want to make sure that we're reaching our target market as easily as possible. So we're looking for individuals who have that skill set. So web developers, app developers, and obviously that's not something you typically mm-hmm. think of when you think of insurance.
Well, definitely right there. And I think that shows a lot of you guys putting the investment to actually have people that are on part of State Farm's bankroll to make these apps, because normally people just find someone, they outsource this kind of stuff, and then they can say, well, I have this app. But you guys are going to be tweaking this thing and making it better constantly.
Absolutely. And that's one of the unique things about State Farm. State Farm's an organically grown company, meaning that we pretty much grow from within. So when we see a need, we feel a need internally versus outsourcing it so that we can make sure that it still has the State Farm touch. with the same customer intimacy and the brand that we need.
Right. Well, you have more control over your product that way, right?
Absolutely.
And customize it to your customer base and that kind of stuff. I mean, that makes you more valuable to your customer, right?
Right. And it makes us to be that more responsive to our customers' needs.
Well, you guys have always been a really community-based company. How are you guys with this new installment and this new office? How are you guys integrating yourself into the community? Because I know when you think of State Farm, people think of sort of like having their extended family.
And I believe it's more of an extension of that because we're going to continue to grow as a company. We're going to continue to make sure that our employees reflect our customer base. And we're going to make sure that we have people who are in places where they live and work so we can continue to improve the community that we work in.
Definitely.
That's something that's interesting about this expansion is the goal here is a live, work, play environment to where our associates can live close by the office, they can shop close by where they work, they can get in their car or they can get on public transportation to get home and to get to the office. You'll see the expansion we have here in Atlanta, there's similar expansions taking place in Dallas and Phoenix. Wow. So there's three big expansions taking place across the country. They're in different time zones, and that's sure. So that we can be there for our customers at any time of the day with a live person there to help them. And we can be there to respond and however they reach out to us, whether it's an email, whether it's a tweet, or it's somebody picking up the phone and calling their agent.
Wow. Yeah, I can get hold of Jake at any time now, can't I?
Anytime. Jake in his khakis. Yes, yes.
Definitely.
So, but this is expediting this work-life balance need that, you know, future employees want, right? I mean, but you're giving them an opportunity. You're making it easier for them to live their life the way they want to live it, but also work the way they want to work, right? I mean, speak to the challenges that certain millennials have with it.
Well, a couple different aspects of that. One, this new building that we're building actually is going to sit on top of a MARTA station, which is really cool.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
People
prime
will be able
real estate, man.
Take MARTA right to the building they work in. That is really cool. The other thing is a lot of these opportunities, it's flexible working hours, and Brandon can speak to that more effectively than I can. But, Brandon, are these all full-time positions, part-time? Is it a mix? What are the opportunities out there along those lines?
There's a really good mix of both, actually. These facilities are designed to operate 24 hours a day.
Wow.
So we're going to have some part-time opportunities, some full-time opportunities, and that actually kind of leads us into some of our benefits. State Farm has a great tuition reimbursement program. We're very education-centric in the sense that we want to make sure that our employees are pursuing their dreams and goals, and we want to be a part of that future. So we always are encouraging our employees, whether that's through our internal channels of furthering their education or if they want to go back to school and continue their education that way. We've got a great part of our benefits that reflects that. So we've got part-time opportunities for students who may be in school.
Mm-hmm.
We've got full-time opportunities for individuals who may be looking for that type of opportunity. We've got some opportunities for people who are coming back into the workforce who may have been stay-at-home moms, and they want to ease their way back into the workforce with some part-time opportunities and possibly pursue full-time later. So it's a good variety of both.
It seems like you guys have a lot of growth opportunities for people, and it looks like you could really start out there maybe part-time and grow into a career. And I know a big problem for people coming out of college nowadays is that they can't find work right out of college, or they don't have the experience. Well, if I'm working part-time at State Farm, one, I'm paying off my college tuition, so I won't have that problem. And then I'll have come out there, and I'll have some proven work experience, and I can come right into the workforce for State Farm.
Absolutely. One of the things about these hub environments that we call them, they have a lot of entry-level opportunities, and one of the things I like to dispel to people is the fact that entry-level is demeaning to your previous work history. Entry-level is just usually the largest access point that a mm-hmm. company has to get involved with their opportunities. So I try to make sure we educate people on the fact that entry-level is not demeaning. It's a great way for you to get involved with our company, and State Farm's a huge promote from within company. So once you're getting involved with the company and you learn about the business and you have an opportunity to come in and kind of show your worth, you can compete for future opportunities that may be promotional opportunities as well.
I mean, I've been stunned. When we sit behind the chair, sit here behind the mics, we listen to a lot of companies, and a lot of them, they don't promote from within. They have this cross-pollination from other companies that people jump around company to company in order to get promotions and raises, and it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, right? I mean, I think you'd want to grow your executives from within, right?
I would agree with that. I think it makes it more challenging when you jump from company to company to really understand and fully engross yourself into the company's culture. And then that company has a difficult time relating to their customer base because they've got a different leadership group every 6 months, every eight months. So we want to make sure that we're promoting from within, making sure that our succession management is in place and intact, and we're continuing to fill the pipelines with new talent.
Mm-hmm. What company culture are you guys growing right now? How's that? What's the mix?
The customer-driven experience and being remarkable in our service of customers, that every interaction we have with whoever our specific customer is, that it's a remarkable experience for them. And that remarkable experience is something that's talked about internally, and it's in the past few years has really become key to our culture, that anytime you're dealing with somebody, you're exceeding their expectations. And for Brandon, his customer may be a potential future employee. For mine, it may be a member of the media. For somebody in claims, it may be somebody who's just had a tree hit their house or, you know, hail damage on their car.
And they're already in a great mood, right?
Oh, yeah. They're exactly. So that first time they pick up the phone and call, or they send an email and they interact with State Farm, we want it to be a great experience for them. And that's how we grow our business, is people having a great experience, telling others. It's why the company's been so successful.
Wow. So what does the ideal candidate look like for you guys? What are you guys looking for? This is your chance to sort of pitch out to the world, like, who you want to work at State Farm.
We definitely want a diverse candidate base. So we want people who are customer service centric, who enjoy having good customer service experiences as consumers and want to pass that on to other consumers. That's very important for us to make sure, like Justin said, it's a remarkable experience, both internally and externally. So that's the first thing that we're looking for. And then we're looking for individuals who meet the skill sets that we're looking for. So whether that's in our claims department, we've got claims opportunities, we have sales opportunities, we have a customer response center. We also have underwriting opportunities. But in addition to that, we have systems opportunities, banking opportunities, public affairs opportunities. We have a variety of different opportunities that I don't think everybody thinks about when they normally think about State Farm. Obviously, our commercials are a little bit more customer-based, where we're talking about the benefits that State Farm can provide you as a customer, but I also want people to start thinking about the benefits they can receive as a potential employee of State Farm as well.
Well, it sounds like you guys can have anyone, any career path that I want to pursue, I can do it through State Farm, almost.
That's probably true. Probably true.
Well, it's a huge misconception, though.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't have thought that before the interview. So, how are you getting the word out to find the kind of employees that you want? That, I mean, getting the word out that there is a diverse opportunity.
Yep. Through Business Radio X.
That's the correct answer.
Yes.
Ding 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 ding. Ding, ding, ding. No, but you touched on an important point here, Brandon. That your primary goal isn't finding skills, because you can build skills, but your number one objective is to find someone who's like-minded in your service culture, right?
Absolutely. It's extremely difficult to teach customer service. Customer service has to be within. You have to want to be good at customer service.
Right.
You have to want to serve the community. You have to want to serve your customer base. So it's important that we seek that first, and then we kind of build on the skill sets you may have later. We have a very complete and extensive training program that all of our employees go through. So we take them through the training that they need. We don't expect people to come in off the street full-fledged and knowledgeable about insurance. Sure. Mm-hmm. We realize it's not the easiest industry to infiltrate or break into. So we want to make sure that we're getting people who are customer-centric first and building from there.
Wow. So what's really your hiring time frame, and when's this going to be all built out and ready to go?
Hiring time frame is going to be continuous. That's one of the beautiful parts about our new expansion, is that it's fluid. We understand that everybody's not going to stay forever, but we want to make sure that we're finding people who would like to be a part of our company, and we're helping them reach their goals and dreams. So it's going to be a continuous part. Last year, we hired over 3,000 people.
Wow.
We're continuing to hire as we speak right now. We've got opportunities out on statefarm.com/careers. We've started a recent group on June 9th of about 450 people. So we're looking to continually expand. There'll be some great hiring opportunities currently, and even more in the fourth quarter.
Well, I can imagine with it being 24/7, what you're building, it's going to be a lot more than 3,000 probably coming up this next year, maybe even double.
Yeah, I think Justin has some more accurate numbers that he can kind of speak to with that.
Yeah, we don't have projections for next year, but the numbers are going to continue to rise. Like Brandon said, 3,000 last year is a big number. And go to statefarm.com/careers. Today, there are jobs actually there waiting for applicants. So,
all right, Michael, we got something to do.
Yeah, right. All right. So, wait, that is /careers. No.
That's right.
But So you guys are doing some great work, but the job can't be all rainbows, butterflies, and all that good stuff. And there's got to be some pain points there that you guys face on a daily basis. Explain some of the agonies you guys face in your jobs today.
Well, from a public affairs standpoint, it's always difficult to go out into the field following, let's say, a tornado or a major storm where people, in many cases, have lost everything. Sometimes mm-hmm. there's been lives lost. That is always difficult to see firsthand and interact with a customer who's standing where their house used to be. That's a challenge. But the flip side of that is to get to be there, holding their hand, their agents right there with them, and letting them know you're going to be okay. You're going to be taken care of. You know, your property that was lost is going to be you're going to be fine when it's over, and when the process is done, you'll be back on your feet. That's the exciting part of it, is to get to help people kind of navigate through.
Mm-hmm. See that change.
Very right. challenging situations and say, it's going to be okay. You know, we're here for you. Your company right. that you pay premiums for is here to take care of you. That's a wonderful part of the process after the storms come through.
Well, and you make it sound like that's normal, but that's sort of, from what I've heard, is an anomaly sometimes. A lot of people pay into these things, and then something happens, and it's a struggle. But with State Farm, it sounds like it's very easy. And you're really helping them through this tough process.
Well, like the commercials say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We actually are there when you need us most. And that's the best part of my job, is getting to sure. see the company deliver on its promise and help people get back on their feet.
Definitely. Makes waking up in the morning easy.
Exactly.
So what's next for you guys coming up in 2014? What's your world domination plan other than this?
I think just overall continuing our expansion efforts, making sure that we're more visible and present in the community,
sure.
making sure we continue to visit wonderful radio stations like Business Radio X, and explaining to our listeners that we have a diverse group of opportunities that are available for you, encouraging people to expand their horizons and include the State Farm opportunity as a part of your job search.
Sure.
Or a career change, if you're looking for a career change, and just getting a fresh start. I mean, I think just the overall expansion in Atlanta is great, as well as in Dallas and Phoenix, but just the opportunities that we have, not only in those areas, but we operate in all 50 states. So whether you want to be here in Atlanta, which we really hope you do, because that's where a lot of our opportunities are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
We also have our home office in Bloomington, Illinois, which has a lot of great leadership opportunities, and continuing to make sure we meet our customers' needs there as well. And any other market that you can possibly think of, we're probably there, and we have a physical presence, so we can be there for our customers.
All right. Well, how do our listeners reach out if they want to know more? Those credentials one more time.
Just go ahead and visit our website at www.statefarm.com/careers. Another thing that I do in the Atlanta community is I work with a lot of community organizations, whether that's the 100 Black Men of Atlanta, the Urban League of Greater Atlanta, the Georgia Department of Labor. So we typically try to make sure that we're going out and we have job informational sessions.
Okay.
At those job informational sessions, we talk about the opportunities that are available, the opportunities that are coming. We talk about ways in which you can be competitive for the opportunity, interview tips, things that can make you an overall competitive candidate. One of the last things I want to make sure that we talk about is just some of our competitive benefits.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to paid vacation and paid time off, State Farm offers a 401k plan.
Wow.
And we're one of 10% of the companies left in the country that has a fully funded pension. So
that's huge.
Yeah. That's
so those are some major. Of the great benefits, in addition to a very competitive salary that we have for our opportunities, that I think people should really know about, and just the growth opportunities. A lot of time when I'm meeting with potential candidates, one of the things that they talk about is frustrations with their current situation is the lack of upward mobility. And as I mentioned before, State Farm's a huge promotion within company. So the person that we meet today could very well be our CEO at some point in the future.
Wow.
So that's a big thing that our company likes to make sure that we promote, and people understand that opportunity as well. I started off in claims. I worked in claims for 5 years. I had an opportunity to develop my career in public affairs, working alongside with Justin. I joke with him all the time about being an apprentice of his. But then from there, my career opportunity grew in HR, and I've been working in HR for the last few years, recruiting our new employees and helping expand the Atlanta market.
Definitely. So which one of you is going to be CEO?
Yeah, that's right. Which one of you two?
Brandon.
He must be the media guy.
Yeah, right. He's in HR. He can make it happen.
So, Brandon, would you give your personal contact information for anyone that wanted to reach out and just ask you any questions?
Sure. The quickest way is really to just go through our website.
Okay.
Okay.
Because of our fluidity, we want to make sure that we're there to be as responsive to our potential candidates as we are our customers. I've got a great team of recruiters that works with me. So even when I'm not available, there's usually a recruiter who's available to answer any questions that you have. And we want to make sure that we're reviewing your applications as quickly as possible. And if all else fails, just contact Justin Tomczak, my public affairs media specialist, and he'll be insured to get one of us on the phone.
And my direct line is 770-418-5562, and also active on Twitter at SF, as in State Farm, SF underscore Tomczak. That's Tomczak.
Brave man giving out your phone number.
That was big.
And man. And before we wrap up here, do you have any dates for those get-togethers you talked about earlier about people that they can come actually just talk to you guys in person?
Actually, yes. The Urban League of Greater Atlanta is hosting an event this coming Wednesday, which is July 9th at 9 a.m. I definitely would recommend to all the listeners that you contact the Urban League directly so you can sign up to get a slot. I know that space is limited. But if you want to go there, I'll be talking about some great banking opportunities. Specifically with the banking opportunities, I'm looking for individuals who have had experience with credit card processing, acquisitions, and analyst positions. So if you've got a quantitative background in mathematics, statistics, you have experience with the statistical analysis system, I want to talk to you. We've got some great opportunities that I think you really want to consider. And we're looking for some bank management people as well.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming on and sharing all this with us.
Thanks for having us.
All right. How about hanging out with us while we visit with our next guest?
Sounds good.
All right. Last but definitely not least, we have Sarah Seidentoff with the law office. She's an attorney with the law office of Sarah and Seidentoff. So she seems like to be the owner of that. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So tell me a little bit about yourself and what made you want to go out there and start your own law office.
Well, much like the State Farm, I'm all about the customer experience, and the customer experience that I had working for other people was not that great. I had clients that were dropped in my office by my boss who said to me in front of the client, "You deal with them, I'm sick of them."
Wow.
And I thought,
client retention right there, man.
What are you doing? So I wanted to be completely 180 degrees from that, and I am a small business, which really, really helps with that. When you call in, you're going to talk to me. And I will remember what we talked about last time, and it's not the leave a message and then, hopefully the message gets half transferred and somebody else goes to look for the file. You actually get to talk to the person who knows what's going on. Yeah. And that to me is very, very important.
Wow, that's huge. So what kind of practice did you open up?
I do bankruptcy on the one hand, and I do wills and estates, elder law, and probate on the other hand. I'm really, really enjoying the probate and the probate litigation right now. That's the big area that's really growing, and it's quite a lot of fun, along with the elder law, helping people, specifically if you've got older relatives, what do you do with them? What are the possibilities for taking care of them when they are not able to live on their own? Where should they live? How will you pay for that? I just really love helping families through that.
Definitely, because I know a lot of people don't plan for that, and it costs so much money. I don't think people realize when you have to put someone into a home how much of a responsibility and how much money it costs.
It can be a very, very great shock, which, insurance. You can get long-term care insurance, and people should start thinking about that much earlier than they expect. In your late 30s, early 40s, I'm not saying you need to get it then, but start thinking about it.
So what's the one thing that you didn't expect by starting your own business? What was the hardest part about it?
Really, honestly, it's doing the books on the back end. I love the practice of law. The bookkeeping, being my obviously, I hire a CPA, but doing the books to give to the CPA, I really don't like it.
Dread it, I'm sure.
Yes.
Well, you studied law to practice law, right?
Yes.
So, but branching out on your own was a huge, not only risk, but, it's gutsy, right?
It is, and I have found, obviously, my husband, very, very, very supportive, but even when I first moved to Atlanta, I didn't know anyone. And, you know, the few attorneys that I would meet, you know, I would ask them a question and they would say, well, I don't know, but I know this other person who might know. And I'd be cold calling somebody with, you know, with the name of another attorney. So-and-so said that I might be able to ask you a question. And they're so much nicer than you would think.
Oh, wow.
I had so many people who were like, oh, yeah, and give me 5-10 minutes of their time. They didn't know me. They've maybe still not ever met me. And so it is actually a lot easier than it sounds to go out on your own.
Definitely. So do you do corporate bankruptcy, or is it more just like individuals who are filing for bankruptcy? What's your mix there?
I do almost exclusively personal and some debt relief, even if you're not, you know, some people would prefer that I call up and try to settle debts as mm-hmm. opposed to, you know, calling their own
sure.
credit cards and, you know, that sort of thing. And so I do a little bit of that as well.
Definitely. So. How are you getting your clients and forming these relationships?
A whole lot of it has been referrals. You'd be surprised how many referrals you get from other attorneys who don't practice in the same area. And then really the rest of it has been clients who have sent other, you know, sent their friends, sent people they know. You always know somebody who, you know, debt relief, older parents, you know, or, you know, you just had children, you need a will, those sorts of things. I'm in a good area where somebody in your life needs one of these things.
I love hearing this, that normally the connotation about attorneys and everything is really negative, and you're telling me it's completely opposite. Everyone's very friendly. You guys are all helping each other, and the rising tide lifts boats.
I would say that not 100%, but a whole lot more than you would think. There have certainly been some people that I'm happy not to work with in the future, but for the most part, everybody is really professional and great.
But it's those bad apples that kind of make you more attractive to potential clients, right? Because, I mean, they've had these bad experiences, they've had these misconceptions, and from you separating yourself from that kind of makes you stand out, right? Sets you apart?
That is certainly my hope, and one big piece of advice that I give to people is if you go and talk to an attorney and you're not comfortable, go talk to another attorney. Just because you sat there,
right?
You know, just because you sat there and spent your time and possibly some money getting a consultation, if you're not comfortable with the way you're treated or how much they know about that area of law, go see somebody else. There are attorneys that will fit your style.
Or even if they're using all these big words and stuff and talking over your head and treating you like, well, I know what I'm doing. I feel like at the smaller law firms, you're going to explain what's going on and really walk people through the process.
Yes, that's very much true, and even to some extent have more flexibility in, you know, forms and contracts. I can cut out some of the legalese because there's no one looking over my shoulder saying, well, we need these big words. It's, you know, it's just as legal if you can understand it as when you can't.
Right.
So are you planning to keep this a small law firm, or is the plan to just grow but keep that small law firm feel?
I would love to grow in the future. It would be a very, very specific, targeted, you know, back again with the State Farm. I want to grow with like-minded people who are, you know, very much in for the great customer experience. I think that having other people around is really, really good only if you're completely on the same page.
Definitely. So tell me about a success story that you've had in the field. I know you probably have a lot of happy moments and a lot of people you've helped. So talk to that a little bit.
Surprisingly, I have so many people say to me, how can you do bankruptcy? It's just so depressing. But that's actually one of my happiest moments, because what I'm doing is helping you. You're in a bad situation. You're stressed out. And you come into my office, and I've had so many people after our first consultation, particularly women, and at the first consultation, we don't do anything. We just talk about your situation and what I can help you with. And so many of the people shake my hand at the end of the consultation and say, I feel so much better.
So you have like a therapy couch in there, huh?
Yeah, very much so.
You're lifting a huge
weight
off the chest.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, and that's really my favorite thing is when I'm able to make somebody feel visible relief, you know, more relaxed about their situation.
It sounds like you're applying some major positive changes in all these different fields. But you mentioned earlier that you just recently moved to Atlanta.
I've actually been in Atlanta for about 3 years now.
Okay.
Yes.
So where were you before that, and what led you here?
Originally, I'm from Tennessee, and I went to the University of Tennessee, and out of law school, my husband got a job in D.C., so we moved to Virginia, and I practiced law in Virginia. And then he got an opportunity to move to Atlanta with his same company, and we said, yay, the South, we love the South, we're going home, we're going home. So I've been here, you know, been here ever since, and really, really like being, you know, it's just back, it's a totally different, you know, people are so nice, they welcome
right.
you. You go to the grocery store, you show them your ID before you've, you know, changed it, and everybody's like, oh, welcome to Atlanta, which, you know, did not happen in D.C.
Now, but moving from state to state and in practicing law, that can be challenging because, it's, I mean, it's different, right?
It is absolutely different, and I've been to several states, particularly Virginia, that's a very different law. And so I have taken the Tennessee bar exam, the Virginia bar exam, and the Georgia bar exam. So I know or used
now.
To know a lot of law.
And you passed all of them.
Yes, I did.
Obviously. So, but is it more challenging in Georgia? Is it a little more easier? Like, what's the split like?
I think once I got it, Georgia and Tennessee are obviously the laws are not the same, but they are much more similar than Tennessee was to Virginia. And since I went to law school in Tennessee, it was a very much easier transition into Georgia. And I've really enjoyed practicing here.
So what's next for you in the coming year? What's your plan?
Well, the new office that I'm in, I've just over the last month, I moved to a new office. And I'm in with, it's, you know, my firm is still me.
Mm-hmm.
But I am renting office from a firm that's got a couple
okay.
ladies, and then there are some other female attorneys who are also renting office space. So it's really a nice collegial
that's
experience.
Cool. Yeah.
And so what trust. I'm looking to be able to grow my practice, because a lot of us overlap in what we do,
mm-hmm.
and something that somebody else in the building, you know, doesn't do, we can sort of swap around, but also take, you know, bigger, more expansive cases, because we have people that can help.
So you kind of partner together mm-hmm. with clients and stuff like that. Well, that's a major advantage for you guys, but also mm-hmm. for a potential client, because, you know, a client's entitled to have more than one problem at the same time, right?
Definitely.
Yes.
But, I mean, this gives you the opportunity to solve that problem with someone who also specializes in that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It does, and it's also great, because one of the big things that I love to do is refer to other attorneys, but you can only refer to people that you trust.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it is a huge reflection on you. If they don't get good service, if they don't like this attorney, they are going to associate you with this. And so having other people that I work with on a daily basis that I know are going to treat people right is very important to me.
Definitely. I can also see how awesome it could be to be a client, come in there, and you say, well, I have to refer you to someone. And normal thought is, oh, man, I got to call someone else. You're like, oh, no, just go downstairs and go knock on their door right there. Or you can give that warm in-person referral. So that's really
yes.
nice.
Yes.
So you mentioned that most of your clients are referral-based. You get them mostly from referrals.
Mm-hmm.
Has there ever been an instance where you've had to go out and reach clients a certain way? Or what are some challenges that you face with getting new clients? Or are you doing great with that?
Well, I certainly have, you know, I have a website, and I'm always working to make the website
right.
better, to make the reach to that better. You know, I'm not an expert in that area, but I've, you know, found some good people that I trust with that. You know, I'm also on Facebook. I'm very, very bad about posting on Facebook. I'm on the like one post every 2 months kind of, and that's one of those things that I'm really looking to
up
bump
your social
up
media
and
game.
really discipline myself and make sure that I'm, you know, doing those sorts of things, because I feel like especially, for my generation, that's the way people are looking for attorneys. I had my most recent new client, you know, made mention of a post that I'd done on Facebook. So clearly they're looking at, you know, when they look me up, of course,
oh, yeah.
with my crazy last name, you know, if you look me up, it's very easy to find me if you know how to spell the name.
One, right?
So those are the main things that I'm doing is, you know, website and Facebook.
So how do our listeners reach out, learn more, contact you if they have any of these kind of problems, and go over exactly what you do again for our listener base so they can know exactly what they need to problem solved?
Well, I do bankruptcy and some debt resolution. So if you've got, you know, got foreclosures, large, you know, large problems with debts, give me a call. Also, I do elder law, probate litigation. So if you've got and wills and estates, if you want to plan, you've got had children, you need new documents, or you've got elderly parents and you need to figure out what to do, or someone has just died and you need somebody to help you figure out that process, give me a call. My number is 404-736-6066. There is no extension.
You will pick up also.
Yes, I will pick up. And also, you can also email me. It's Sarah, which is S-A-R-A-H, at AtlantaLegalRemedy.com. I would get any email if I put the name Sedentoff in there. So.
I love the name, though, Atlanta Legal Remedy.
It's a pretty nice domain name you got there.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Well, I appreciate you having me.
All right. Well, this is Kevin Finn from Michael Lauer, our guest today, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on High Velocity Radio.